Unit 4. Generations. A. Exercise 3A, page 45.
Parenting styles. Choosing a parenting style. Parenting children is never easy, and the way parents behave around their children is usually a sign of their attitudes towards discipline and their parental duties. All parents would say that they want to support the healthy growth and development of their child. But when does parental concern become smothering, and when does easygoing parenting start to resemble neglect? At a time when parents face so many new questions around screen time and social media habits, we look at two different styles of parenting and how they can impact children. What it means to overparent. The term helicopter parent describes a parent who is highly involved in their child's life. It was first used by psychologists 50 years ago, after interviewing children who described their parents as always hovering nearby. In early childhood, this type of parent might always be around their child, directing their behavior or play, essentially allowing the child zero alone time. In primary school, these parents will have a strong hand in selecting their child's friends and activities and make it their priority to provide help with homework and projects. As their child moves into adolescence, these are the parents fighting their kids' battles with teachers and coaches and the keenest monitors of their mobile phones. The cause and effects of overprotection. It is mainly fear that motivates helicopter parents. Fear their kids won't make a team. Fear their peers will make them unhappy. Fear they will struggle at school or get into bad habits. But the intense effort these parents put into their child's life can harm their mental health, coping skills, and self-image. It is important to guard against overparenting. If the parent is always there to clean up a child's mess or prevent the problem in the first place, how does the child ever learn to cope with disappointment, loss, or failure? These are important life lessons too. Encouraging independence. A totally different kind of parent is one that has become known as a free-range parent. Parents who believe kids ought to be given greater freedom to help them build confidence and independence. The American writer who came up with this was once described as the world's worst mum after letting her 9-year-old son find his own way home on the New York subway system. She believes that parents worry too much nowadays. In the past, children had far more time to explore and play independently outside. But now, parents normally don't let kids out unsupervised until age 11, and even then, only with a mobile phone or GPS. She argues that we have to create more opportunities for unstructured play for younger kids and think more about the negative impact of growing up under total surveillance. The importance of freedom. Researchers agree that children do need to get out of the house more and experience playing with other children. Whilst playing with their friends, they're building social skills, as well as learning that they can solve problems, make decisions, and assess risks themselves. The challenge for free-range parents today is that, in urban environments, there are so few places where kids can interact with nature and do things like climb trees. What makes a stable childhood? As with all things concerning children, there is generally a need for balance. Balance in their diets and schedules. Balance between online and out in the world time. Balance between unstructured play and organized activities. And balance between having things done for them and doing them for themselves. Parents who avoid helicoptering all the time and allow for some free-range space are probably on the right track.